All right, we're here at TechFest, and tell me who you are and where you're from.
So my name is John Elmers, and I'm from the lab in Cambridge, and together with my colleagues from Cambridge, we work in the Social Digital Systems Group, and we'll be presenting the future of looking back.
So this is how, in the home, you would look at all of your photos and how you display them around the house?
Exactly. It's not just about that. It's displaying. It's also storing all this content, sharing it, combining content, creating
even novel. Capturing.
It's capturing as well, indeed. We got a capturing system that allows you to capture physical objects, but then also augment them, combine them, and create new digital content, basically.
Yeah. And how do we get started?
Let's go to the surface, and I'll show you how it works. Okay. Yep. So imagine coming home with your digital camera from a holiday, and you're chunking the camera into this this little drawer we got here. And apart from storing your camera, potentially also charging it, and as you can see, the digital content kind of pops up from the left top corner over there, and it's combined, it's kept together by this round circle, as you can see here. And we can start peeling off individual bits. As you can see there, we got a simple image over here. We can do standard multi-touch gestures. And then we got a little video clip here, as you can see. So apart from dragging in this content, storing it, we can start tagging the content as well. So we can use these little tags here on the right. We got a bunch. You can make some new ones if you like. Let's put another one on cars. And when you double tap it, you see the tags on the back of the content, basically. And then if you want to store the content into the system, you basically use the key box. So you open it like this, and you just chuck in anything you want to keep, basically. So let's put some more in, like that. For the delete, it works a little bit different, so we don't want to have people accidentally deleting stuff. So in order to do that, you have to keep it open with one hand and then chuck in the digital content like that. So we're getting rid of that one, this one. So that's basically the things you can do in Triage View. Once you have triaged your content, you can go to a timeline view, just like that. And it puts everything a little bit in perspective, so you can see when the content has been captured. And apart from pictures, you see some other things kind of popping up in here as well. So this is a digital piñata, and I'll come back to that in a bit. You see a scrapbook over here as well. I'll tell a little bit about that later. And as you might have seen around the booth, so we got some other bits and pieces that basically talk to the system. So there's an ecosystem of objects that are connected to the memory making system. We got a picture frame over there. So what you can do is, if you have a picture, you take it off the timeline. If you go to frames over here, what allows you to do is transfer that picture onto that frame. So as you'll see, the picture will pop up there in a second. Okay, so that's basically what you can do in the timeline. Apart from putting in your digital content, for example, from the camera, what you also can do is you can capture physical things. In order to do that, we have to move to the kitchen. So imagine having this seashell that you took from holiday, and you would like to put that in the system. So what you do is you put it on the plate here, and you wave your hand underneath this cupboard, and the scan is made of this seashell, basically. So once we go back to the surface, you see that the shell has appeared on the surface. So we can put that in the key box as well. And as you'll see, it will show up in our timeline line as well. So you see that the content's popped up there. So that's another way as well to put in new content, physical objects. So apart from that, we got a family view as well. And as mentioned before, we're playing with creativity and combining media into new forms of media. So we got a scrapbook, for example, here, a digital scrapbook, which we can open. We already got some content in there, as you can see. And also, for example, little sound files that have been captured during holiday. And you can play those as well. Or some monkeys over here. And then obviously you can start adding new content yourself as well. So let's put in this this little video over here. So it's basically it allows you to start combining digital content and creating new forms of content like the digital books and combining it with video, sounds, etc.
Sure.
And we also got a digital piñata, so prepared this digital piñata. You can put all kinds of content in it, and you can leave it behind for someone to basically crack and open it. So I'd like to invite you to crack our piñata, right. Basically. I think you really have to smack it. Just use your... Exactly. So you
nice.
See, it will open up with all kinds of content and surprise the person the piñata is meant for, basically.
Very cool. Okay.
So we got this very simple object that basically drags content from the surface into it. It's basically a very simple object. It's a surprise display. You open it like this, and it kind of presents... Indeed, a surprise. It can be anything. It can be a sound clip. It can be a picture. It can be a combination, basically. So now you hear a sound clip that has been captured in the past. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good point now to move on to this section of the booth.
And we're here with Richard Banks from MSR in Cambridge. And tell us what we're going to see here.
So these are all a bunch of objects that we call technology heirlooms. And they're all about how we should maybe think a little bit more about what it means to really keep all of our digital content, whether that's physical things or files and things, for the long term. What does it really mean to keep our digital photos for maybe 30 or 40 years even? And this was really inspired by inheriting some analog photos in a suitcase from my grandfather. And I got about 300 photos from him, and I realized that if I keep on taking digital photos at the rate I am now, I'll end up in giving my daughter about 60,000 photos by the time I died. So the issue is, how will she deal with that content, and how will I pass it on to her? So we have a number of objects here that kind of reflect that idea. These are two devices that we call time cards, and they're basically personal timelines, if you like. So they're very much like normal photo displays, but the idea is that they're crafted by the family. Once you go up to, you can look at them like it's a normal photo display, but if you're interested in a particular photo, you can touch it, and then it takes you to the point in time that photo is taken. So there's a couple of things going on here. It allows you, when somebody's visiting your home, to tell the story of somebody's life. So in this case, it's all photos, those photos I mentioned from my grandfather's suitcase. But also, the act of actually making a time card allows me to get to know my grandfather better, if you like. So for me, I got to know my grandfather from this point on, from the 1970s onwards, which is when I was born. But actually, most of the content in his suitcase was back here during the Second World War when he was a pilot. So clearly, I didn't know him at the time that he considered most exciting for his life. So being able to create timelines like this allows me to kind of think about him a little bit more and kind of reflect on him, and to some extent build a memorial to his life. So I'd hope an object like this, if I spend a lot of time creating it, would be something that I'd pass on to my daughter, and it would become a family heirloom. Now, we tend to think about technology objects very much in the short term. You know, we buy our devices and we think I'm going to have it for 2 or 3 years. And so the notion here is to think about, well, what does it mean to have this thing so that maybe it would run in 100 years? Can we think about that kind of durability? So this is a similar one here, but in this case, like a lot of new parents, this is full of photos of my daughter. So, you know, we like a lot of new parents, we frantically took a lot of digital content.
Much more robust than grandpa's photos.
Yes, exactly. So, but the interesting thing about when parents do that, they often make baby books for their kids' life. Sure. And quite often, once their kids become teenagers or they become parents themselves, they're the ones who get the baby book and get to look at it and think about their own children. So this, again, might be a device that I would give to her.
Give a copy.
Maybe give a copy too. I mean, there is a question about the physical thing as well. You know, there's a reason these are all kind of wood. Mm-hmm. There's that kind of question about the materials that that age well, and what does it, you know, how will these things look once they've been touched and handled for quite a while? You know, sure. And they kind of change with your handling. So this here is a digital slide viewer. So this is a slightly different notion. So the idea here is that you have a grandparent who's basically spent their lifetime uploading photos to Flickr. Now, they pass away. Do you really want the responsibility of having to then manage their account and take over their account? So the idea here is that instead of taking on that responsibility, you basically pay a service to download all of that content for you into a presentation box. So then you have a physical object in your living room or wherever that you can pull off the shelf to show you the photos that the grandparent created. So in this box are a bunch of digital slides, basically, that you insert into this little slide viewer in the top, and you press it down, and then it shows you the photos that are associated with them. So each of these slides might be a specific set of photos, for example. So, you know, I have favorites of 2004, shots from my holiday in Finland and things like that. So they're groups of photos that...
So the actual slides can either be tags or groups of photos that you like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So what's actually going on here from a technical perspective is that in here we have a little RGB reader. And so all the content is actually stored on the slide viewer. Mm-hmm. But then the color on the back of this little slide is the thing that identifies the content.
So when I walked up and I first saw this, I thought, well, this is your way for the elderly who are familiar with this device to enjoy digital photos.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some of that, but I think there's also this question about when services particularly are passed on from one generation to another, do you really want the service? You know, and we're seeing some of these issues kind of in Facebook and the way Facebook has introduced the idea of memorializing a Facebook page. But actually, maybe there's more to it than that, because you want to preserve that content. It's not just a memorial, it's a record of somebody's life. So this device is about that to a certain extent. So the idea here is, we interviewed this woman over the summer as part of our research, who had a stack of diaries from her great aunt. And there were 30 or 40 years of diaries. And when you read them, you know, it would have entries in them that said things like, clean the kitchen today. And there were these incredibly mundane entries that were exactly like a lot of tweets. And it made us realize how those kind of entries in the diary, they allowed this lady to think about her great aunt and the kind of life that her great aunt had. And her great aunt never knew that they'd be read this way, you know. So this is basically a box that backs up my tweets all the time. So what it's doing is basically saying, I may be tweeting now, and when I put a tweet out there, I may think it only exists for about 30 minutes, but actually in 30 or 40 years, I'll want to look back on that content so I can remember what I was doing and what I cared about and things like that, and use it as a form of reminiscing. So most of the time, this box just kind of sits on your shelf, backing up his Twitter, or it could be other services as well, to for the point that when you're finally ready to sit down at it and think, well, what was it I was doing 10 or 20 years ago? And then this is basically a timeline of all these little tweets laid out by time, and then I can click on any of them, just see the message there. And quite often after that kind of period of time of 20 or 30 years, the context has changed and the links may be dead, but you get these little kind of bits of information about what it was you were doing you know, all those years ago, if you like.
Very cool. Thanks for showing us this today.
Thanks.